You're listening to Give Zero, where everything matters but your feelings.
Hola a todos. Es tu amigo JB. Hablemos del hundimiento del Titanic y del iceberg llamado Joe Biden. Aquí vamos.
Now your host who gives absolutely zero fucks, Joey Fruto.
Mi café. How y'all doing? It's your buddy JB. Whooping up some Espanol lingo for y'all on the introduction there. Introduction almost to you and for you. Something fun today to do. So, I hope y'all are doing good. Welcome to America's number one third-rate podcast, Gives Zero. So, I opened today's show with an interesting hypothesis thought for y'all today. We're familiar with the Titanic, the ship Titanic, you know. Do you think it was equipped with torpedoes? What? What's that? Yeah. Was she equipped with the torpedoes? Let's do rituals, and we'll talk about this. So, if you will, if you got your beer, your wine, your whiskey, your vodka, your gin, your mead, your scotch, not scotch, because scotch sucks, White Claw, Zima, whatever your jam is, black coffee for me, grab it up. We're going to partake together. And speaking of which, because you know part two for our friends that are special out there, if you got you something special, and you want to roll that thing up on the back deck and fire that little monkey up and... you know, deep hit that bad boy. You know what? I'm allergic. I can't because I'm a third-rate citizen. But having said that, fire it up, join us. And you do you because why? America. That's right. So you know the ritual. On the count of three, we will all partake together. At the end of our partaking, we will all say together, good stuff. Got it? Here we go. One, two, three, go. Good stuff. So I've been thunking, and you know, and it's a stretch for me, granted. It's an ordeal for me to put thought power up into something. But I seriously thought about this. Now, why did I think about it in this capacity? Well, we all know the answer to that. ADD, ADHD, psychosis, all things that are JB. Okay, all the little things that make me the just a little buddy that I am to you guys, all right? And y'all are my buddy too. And God has blessed me with you guys. Third rate as we all might be, I'm thankful for y'all. And I mean that sincerely from the bottom of my heart. This show wouldn't be the success that it is were it not for the kindness and goodness of you fine folks. And so God love you for being JB's buddy, but I will be yours. So... hear what I'm going to say. The Titanic was a, for its time, and still even in modern times, she big girl. She was a healthy girl, okay? As we like to say in the South, she got a great personality, kind of big boned. She's big bone girl, okay? Curvy where it counts, and even where it don't. Kind of, sort of. Got a great personality. Titanic had a great personality. Pretty in the face, as we like to say. Shut up. So anyway. All right, so. Was she a ship of war? In other words, was she going to go out there and sink other vessels? Was that her design? The answer to that is no. She was not. No way to launch aircraft. No way to deploy depth charges. She wasn't built for it. Okay. Now, what she had was, because I did me some looking. Because, you know, because when I get to doing some thunking, I do me some looking. So, we all know that, y'all remember the Titanic, right? So, you know, we're hit an iceberg, sank, Leonardo DiCaprio died. We know this. We all remember history. He had a girlfriend named Rose, and she wouldn't let him get on the door with her, even though there was plenty of room for him not to die. So, she let the little third class SOB just drown in freezing, frigid water. That Titanic. The Titanic was toting 93,000 pounds of meat and fish. All right. My favorite part, she had over a ton of coffee on board. Not a bad day. 800 pounds of tea. Tuna, almost, they had as much, it had 3 tons of tomatoes, which, thank God, me being Italian, because it's like, well, tomatoes, coffee, which one more? There were more tomatoes than there were coffee, but I can grind up coffee and make more coffee. It's just, so it's close. Okay. 3 tons of butter. So she could feed an army. Okay. She could more than feed the passengers aboard her. All right. Now, follow me with this. The Titanic carried 2 surgeons on board as staff. On the third deck, on C deck, there was a medical treatment room. You know, like in high school, you got the sick room. Okay, so there was that. Got to go see the school nurse. That one, where they couldn't give you aspirin. They could give you a cool rag for your head and call your mom. That was basically it, you know. Uh-huh. So, but a 4-bed sick bay, welcome hospital, an entire hospital on board, small but well-equipped, 12 beds, 6 more located in an isolation ward. So, you know, case Rona got loose, because, you know, Dr. Fauci. In case Fauci was on board, they had a 6-room isolation area. So, you know, they could tell the press that the hospital's full of COVID patients, but they only had like 6 beds dedicated for it. Our COVID ward is full. Slow the curve. That. I hear Fauci's going to have to find another job. I'm just not sure where you put murderer on a resume. But I'll let him work that out. And of course they could convert any of the areas on board the you know, the entire decks full of cabins and stuff like that. Even the suites could be quintupled up with beds, so they could nurse a bunch of people, because, you know, big bone girl. Now, where am I going with that? I'm going with this. Okay, the Titanic was unsinkable. Says the people that are full of bullshit that she's unsinkable. Those with an IQ larger than a raisin understand that every Achilles has a heel. Okay? There's a weak spot in any armor. Those that are smart. You know, third-rate people. Those that have third-rate hearts and brains and minds. In other words, you know, them weirdos. Those that cling to things. Bibles, guns, intellect, those people that aren't full of themselves, that aren't jackholes. But she, on paper, is unsinkable. And everything is going peachy until the beautiful Titanic hits a Joe Biden. An iceberg. I'm sorry. An iceberg. Now, granted, they didn't have the advantage of radar, satellite imagery, and all that kind of stuff that they can do now. And you can see stuff like that a little ways away in the dark on a moonless night, chugging along at full freaking speed. Because, you know, unsinkable. It's been reported, because there's no black box, and after waiting 75 years or whatever it was till they found her under the ocean, no way it would have mattered anyway. But of those that survived, that were in the know, she didn't hit reverse, put the engines at idle and coasted, smacked an iceberg, because she's not going to steer. But big bone girls don't always turn on a dime, no matter how nice their face is. And, you know, she was a big girl. And so, and it's been argued by engineers that they should have just hit the dang thing head on. It would have been better off. Started taking in water after she was basically gutted by this thing, where they turned wrong. You know, even full steam ahead and counter steering would have got them somewhere, or continue with the turn and just pulled away. You know, it's easy to armchair quarterback these kind of things. Flood the rear compartments instead of so they could kind of counterbalance the ship so that maybe she wouldn't have taken on water as fast. Still would have sunk, but all the same. But I digress. The case in point being this. The Titanic, left to her own devices, could have fed many, could have housed and nurtured, taken care of, even the sick, many, many, many. She wasn't built to destroy things. She was built to give luxury and even hope to some people. And she was an elegant, beautiful thing, actually. Welcome to America. Because despite the fact she could do all those things, once she was damaged and crippled and literally on the verge of destruction and she's sinking, there's no help. There's no help for her. No one's going to come to her rescue. She can't help anyone else. She can't bring people on board. She can't take care of her own. There's not enough lifeboats. The people down in steerage, the third class citizens on there, were not even included in the drills to get off the boat. That's for the elite. You've got full-grown-ass first class jumping into the lifeboats that would hold many, many people. But these men are cutting in the lines in front of the lady folks and even the children's to get their ass off that boat to survive this disaster that they swore could never happen. Full steam ahead. Starting to sound familiar. Starting to give you some idea of what's going on. And that's where we are today. That's where we are today. She could handle and she could take care of all she had, had it been carefully and properly used, had it not been operated with a bunch of pompous swagger. And not only could she have taken care of her own, but she could have helped others. She could have assisted other vessels where there are problems. But once the damage is done, the damage is done. And that's where we are. It's a metaphor, sorry, it's a metaphor worth thinking about. And we've got to start deciding how we save this ship. It's time to start thinking about elections and realities. And everybody quit having all this pomp and swagger about their guy that they're going to vote for. There are safe spaces and what they're made out of. And if you're going to believe media and other people up on the deck saying everything's fine, please don't look in this direction. Please ignore the iceberg. Please ignore the water coming into your cabins. Please ignore the screams. And in this case, the people coming on board with us as we sink faster. And they who run the ship ignore this. Because wishing doesn't make it go away. Wishing makes it worse. My third-rate friends, please roll up your sleeves and don't be afraid to get your hands dirty. And start telling people the actual up, down, left, and rights of it. And let's save America. Have a blessed day. Hope to talk to you some more this weekend. You guys stay blessed. And as I always tell you, good luck, America. Holding on to my future, I'll break before I bend. But these days,